USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As public health officials warn that the coronavirus poses new risks to parts of the Midwest and South, enhanced federal payments that helped avert financial ruin for millions of unemployed Americans are now set to expire this weekend. Since early in the pandemic, the federal government added $600 to the weekly unemployment checks that states sent. That increase ends this weekend. Congress is haggling over the next steps, but many Americans are staying home making more money than if they went back to work. And longtime Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander cannot support that.
I would not support something that would pay on unemployment more than you would earn if you were working.
And Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin said there may be some additional funds sent, but not $600.
If you were making $300, you're not going to get $600 this time. And that's fair. People understand that.
Federal protections against evictions are also set to expire. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Donald Trump and a top Senate Republican are pushing Congress to preserve the names of military bases that honor Confederate generals, even though the House and Senate have overwhelmingly approved bills that rename them. The president said in a tweet that he had spoken to Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe, the Republican chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, who has informed him that he will not be changing the names of our great military bases, places which we won two world wars. Defense policy bills approved by both the House and Senate would change the names of 10 Army posts that honor Confederate leaders. The two versions must be reconciled, but both bills were approved by veto-proof margins earlier this week. The state of Florida surpassed 402,000 total coronavirus cases one day after Governor Ron DeSantis said the state had clearly stabilized with their cases. The state has logged an average of 10,700 cases per day over the last week. In all, 5,653 people have died of COVID-19 in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Kentucky Senator Dr. Rand Paul said that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should be impeached for what he sees as a mishandling of that state's coronavirus response.
Well, I think what you found in New York is that we ended up having a horrendous death. We had 30-some-odd thousand people die. Their death rate is about 1,600 per million, the highest in the country, 8 times worse than Florida, 10 times worse than Texas. So I don't think there's a lot in New York that we can look to and say, oh, that's what we should model after. In fact, I really think Governor Cuomo ought to be impeached for the worst public health decision maybe in a century, sending patients with coronavirus back to nursing homes.
Paul also said he thinks about 25% of New York is now immune to the virus because so many people got it at the beginning of the pandemic. The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. He took his name off that bridge and replaced it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor. Yeah. Someone who disrespected individual freedom.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. We appreciate you listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.